Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Aarti, on the day 16 of the 90-day YouTube challenge. So, a few days ago, I spoke about gratitude on this channel. I did a video on gratitude and told you three easy ways you could practice it in every day. Apart from that, I also started something this year for myself. But it'll be great if, like, you know, a lot of people could do it. It'll be amazing. So I want to share it. It's called the Project Gratitude 2018. So I'll share the first experience that I had with the, you know, beginning of this project and how that experience just pumped me. So Project Gratitude 2018 basically is what it's for me. I have decided this year, every month I'm going to give a handwritten card to one person in my life who really means a lot to me. So it's going to be 12 months and 12 people. So the thing is, there's no cap on the number of people. Agar aap logo ko zyada logo ko cards dena hai, zyada logo ko khush karna hai, please go all your way out. I mean, nobody's stopping you. I decided one person per month because you know, we have such busy lives and schedules and there's no time to meet people sometimes. So I wanted something doable, you know, that you can do and then you don't beat yourself for not doing it. So one person per month, and in Jan 2018. So I thought of this actually just one day before 31st of Jan. And I was thinking about who to give my first ever card to, and I had a list of people in mind. But then I thought of starting it with my mom. So me and my mom have this very funny love-hate relation. Of course, we all love our moms, but me and my mom can fight and argue about any damn thing on earth. Any. We don't even need a reason to fight and argue. Sometimes we argue and fight that much. So I always have this bittersweet relationship with her, and you know, and when you have such relationships, in your day-to-day lives, you don't happen to express love and appreciation as much as you should. In fact, you should, but the way we are brought up, it's funny that we're not, you know, brought up in a way where we can express you know, happiness or gratitude or appreciation as easily as we can complain, crib, rant, blame and all of that. Anyway, we leave all that aside. So basically that's what had happened with my mom all over these, you know, all over the past few years. And I decided pehla card to mummy ko hi jayega. So I went to one of these really amazing art shops, art station. It's called Art Station in Four Bungalows. If anybody from Mumbai, you know, or around Andheri wants to look for like really pretty art stuff, they have it all, you know, all your hobby stuff. So I got like pretty handmade papers from there, some glitter pens and all of that, and I started writing. And I wrote a like almost letter like card, and with it I got two like rose flowers, and I kept it on the dining table after we were done with our dinner that day. And then I told my mom to read it. So my mom is generally very like, she's not too emotional. Exactly opposite of what I am, actually. So not too emotional, and she was like just generally reading the card, and I was like, you know, observing her. After she read the card, she just shut it and came and gave me a hug first. And after that hug, I could see like a, you know, like a slight tear in her eye, and I was like, are you crying? And then the way we are as a family, we both burst out laughing. That card actually made her cry, and I'm also kind of. Anyway, so that card actually made her cry. Like, for me, that was such a touching thing to see. So for my, it's not fun to see your mom cry, but when she saw, read the card and whatever I had to say about her, and when she kind of got teary-eyed, I was like so touched. So that is how, on that note, this whole project kicked off this year. So I have decided to continue this. So each month I'm going to give a card to one person. But I've said this in a video earlier also, which I put on Instagram, saying you do not have to, you know, just give a handwritten card. Like, now cards are not everybody's thing. For me, mujhe na greeting cards, handwritten cards, notes, ye sari cheeze bahut pasand hai, kyunki main badi old school hu, you know. Somewhere we are also missing out on the essence of greeting cards and all of that. Jo hum pehle itne, you know, har occasion pe hum log pehle greeting cards dete the. Aajkal, I think it's just lost its whole value. So I just wanted to bring it back for myself. But agar aap logo ko cards nahi de raha, you can do anything. You can take your, you know, people for a dinner outside, take them for a movie, or you know, you cook them a meal at home, or get them a gift, buy them a book, whatever way you want to express your gratitude for those people, you have to do it in your own way. So, and if you guys happen to take this up, trust me, only the first one has left me feeling so amazing. I can't wait to, you know, hand out all the handwritten cards to, you know, my special people. So if you guys also happen to take up this thing called Project Gratitude 2018, please go ahead with it, and you can devise your own creative ways of showing gratitude. And if you happen to post about it and post it with the hashtag Project Gratitude 2018. I would love to see what you guys are doing. So yeah, with this I'm going to take off. I am already late for work. Yeah, I'm going to take off and see you guys tomorrow with something new. Bye bye.